will meet immediately to deal with the business of that committee. We also acknowledge the presence of the Honorable Chief Whip of the NCP, Honorable Mohai. Thank you, Honorable Mohai, for your day alternates for Honorable Shivangu from the Free State. Honorable members, it's a very important order. It's a very important day for these two committees because we are today concluding our work for 2018. Which was a very, very busy year. Secretary, are the apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson, there are three apologies from Ms. Modara, Dr. George, and Mr. Shabangu, for which you have referred that is, related by Honorable Mohai.
From the Taras of the country, representing South Africa, at a international meeting. She submitted an apology already on Monday for the whole week. The other two we just received. Can we adopt that? Those apologies? Accepted? Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, that brings us to the reports we have to consider. And these reports have been sent to members prior to this meeting, and there was enough time also to work through it, but we will deal with it as we always do, page by page. Also thank you for Secretariat for including the transmission of bills for concurrence that appeared in the ATC, which is also very important and will be minuted in that way. Honourable Members, it brings us to our first report we will consider, and that is the report of the Select Committee on Appropriations on the Adjustment Appropriation Bill, B35 of 2018, National Assembly, and it's a Section 77 bill. Now, the matters raised in the appropriation bill, you will also find in the MTPBS report that we will be dealing with later on in the agenda, because it's all integrated. Nothing is standing alone. Excuse me. It's all integrated. Even if you come to finance, it's also integrated in those reports. Now, this has been circulated to members. I put the report to the committee. Honorable Mutashupin. Honorable Mutashupin moves for the adoption of the Adjustment Appropriations Bill. Can I get a seconder? Honorable Zamandi seconds. Thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable Esak. I recognize Honorable Esak.
Chairperson, thank you. Yeah, I just want to obviously note the objections from the Democratic Alliance to be recorded.
You want to note the objection of the DA?
Yes, sir.
And we just want to capture it correctly.
So the objection is also in terms of the allocation to the Western Cape.
You must face the reality, but thank you, Honourable Members. That concludes the adoption of this report. Thank you. Honourable Members, that brings us to the second report, and that is on the Special Appropriation Bill B36 of 2018, referring to the 5 billion rand to assist South African Airways. This is quite a lengthy one, because it was a lengthy discussion. And the board of SAA also appeared before the committee. So I put page 1 to the committee, page 1 of the report. I put page 2 to the committee.
Chair,
one page.
Yeah, under introduction.
that SOC that appears under South African Airways. I'm not sure if we need it there, but if we do, can we write it in full? And then maybe in brackets we can then have it. Yes, I'm saying I'm not sure if we have to say it here, but if we have to, I'm requesting that we write it in full.
You've got a legal background, thank you for that. We can do that. Is the agreement on that? It's a technical amendment. Any other matters on page 1, Honourable Members? Thank you, Honourable Munikiri. On page 2, the provisions of the 2018 Special Appropriation Bill, it's very important, the provisions. The inputs by stakeholders, and thank you, National Treasury, that you are here. Yes. Before I forget, Mr. Mamonia lost his uncle late yesterday afternoon. He's, and in terms of their culture, he won't be here today. The burial is midday, was now. So I must just convey that. We've also conveyed our condolences as commentary to him immediately. Thank you. By three honorable members, National Treasury's input. They've got all the history, the figures. Page 4, the Department of Public Enterprises that made their presentation. Page 4, then SAA that made their presentation. Goes into page 5, page 6, the Parliamentary Budget Office who made their input. On page 7, followed by the FFC, which is actually an in-depth analysis done by the Financial and Fiscal Commission. Page 8, page 9, COSATU, their presentation, then a presentation or a submission. Was not present by Mr. Notch. We go to page 10. Also a submission made by Dr. Sean Muller. And then at the bottom of page 10, the observations and findings of the committee. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. To the committee. Can I get a move for adoption?
On the last page.
On the last page, Honourable Munikiri.
I move for the adoption of the report.
Move for the adoption of the report. That's very progressive, Honourable Munikiri. Honourable Motashuping seconds. I hand this over to the secretary. Thank you, Honourable Members. Sorry, Honourable Issa.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, based on this Bill B36, I mean, the report is very clear, it's there, we've discussed it, but there are issues that, for the sake of the committee, that must be also highlighted, for example, on page 5, where we see the 2.8 billion savings target, which SAA has very clearly alluded to, that they will not be able to meet, etc. We've seen also from 2012, National Treasury is here. I just wanted to allude that, Chairperson, am I protected?
Honourable Members, In terms of procedure, we've adopted the report. Is there anything?
Yes, I just wanted to highlight, Chairperson, on this bill, because I mean, I need an opportunity to express myself. I put my hand up, you didn't recognize me, sir.
The report has been duly adopted, sir.
All right, well, Chairperson, we must just take note then that of the 5 billion bailout, 2.5 billion has been spent already, and that SAA just 2 days ago, Chairperson.
We know it.
2 days ago, Chairperson, SAA has requested a further 3.5 billion for the committee to know.
Order.
The National Treasury will also allude to that.
Order, Honorable SA. Okay, the presentation was made by SAA. They indicated they're coming back to Parliament. They indicated that.
I thought so it's not negotiated the 3.5 billion. But I would record our objection to be noted. Make it very clear that the Democratic Alliance objects. Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity.
Honourable members, that brings us to the other report. That is the report on the proposed division of revenue. Now, this is very important. And conditional grant allocations to the provincial and local spheres of government as contained in the 2018 medium-term budget policy statement. This is a very comprehensive report, and it also connects with the fiscal framework report. So everything is connected. Nothing is standing alone. I put to members page 1. Page 2 is the medium-term spending priorities, which is captured out of the report, out of the MTBS document. Page 3, the proposed division of revenue. And page 4 gives you the table. Page 5, the changes to the provincial allocations. With the table there. Page 6, changes to the local government allocations. Then page 7, all the inputs captured, the inputs by stakeholders, FFC, SALGA on page 8. That flows into page 9. What is captured here was the presentation they made. It goes to page 10 and page 11, input by SALGA. Also page 12 and the top of page 13. Then we come to UNICEF. Their submission. Page 14, COSATU's submission. Goes into page 16, page 17, the Budget Justice Coalition, a presentation or submission. It goes into page 18 and 19. Page 20 and 21 as well. Page 22, presentation by the Rural Health Advocacy Project was Mr. Rensburg. And then page 23, Fair Play Movement. I think it's Mr. Adendorf, Lionel Adendorf, his presentation. The one on poultry. That brings us to the observations and findings of the committee on page 24. Page 25. Recommendation. recommendations on page 25. And page 27. Honourable members, I put to Honourable Isaac, I recognise you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not sure if I might have missed it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's also important that as a committee we should highlight that with these allocations and divisions, it's going to obviously have an impact on provinces in terms of that wage negotiation bill that was eventually agreed upon, that the provinces will have to contend with that expense. And obviously this might have an effect on service delivery due to constraints. I'm asking whether this does the PN report, have we highlighted it, have I missed it, just correct me if I'm wrong. That's why I'm highlighting that issue. Did we highlight?
In the presentation of Salga it came out, as well, if I'm correct, from Kusatu. Kusatu. And if you look at page 25 of the medium-term budget policy statement, just beneath the grey part, in the middle of the page, the first sentence, is indicated that the Department of Public Service and Administration will be engaged on this matter regarding the 30 billion rand being alluded to in the MTPBs. It's captured throughout. Honourable members, I put to you the report that we have just worked through. The proposed division of revenue and conditional grant allocations to provincial and local spheres of government as contained in the 2018 MTBBS statement. I put the report to the committee. Can I get a mover for adoption? Honourable Zmandi moves for adoption. A seconder? Can I get a seconder? Honourable Manakedi seconds. Thank you, Honourable members. Thank you. Honourable members, that brings us order.
May I be recognized, Chairman?
Order. Order, yes, Honourable Isaac.
I want to just record the objection. That's all, I want to put it.
We record the objection. We record the objection. Thank you. Honourable members, order. We're very mischievous this morning. No, no. We're not harassing anyone. Honourable members, we're now at the adoption of the committee's list of activities. Now, the staff went and compiled this that gives the history of the committee. What did we do?
Chair.
Honourable Motler.
Yes. We are here next week. This is not a pressing matter. We have just received this report. We have not interrogated it. Can you shelve it for next week when we come in? Is this our last meeting?
Honourable members, in my introduction, I said this is the last day for Finance and Appropriations Committee meetings. As you see it captured in the NCOP program and notified by the Secretariat of both committees. Honourable Issa.
Chairperson, yeah, it's just occurred to me. Look, this is a legacy report. And my understanding is that we come back, both these committees come back in February. I mean, the term really, the fifth parliament really ends at the end of March, if I'm correct. So I think that it's only fair because we still have to run the process of the budget for next year. So a legacy report should compromise all the legacy of this committee in its term, and that term, in my opinion, will end with the elections. I stand to be corrected, but that is my opinion.
Well, it's a valid point you made.
Honorable Esak, and I'm going to ask the Secretariat just to explain this to us, because they also conduct their work in terms of the directives of the committee section. So I'm allowing him to to explain that to us.
Thank you, Sir President. Thank you, Honorable Member. Sir President and Honorable Members, I can confirm that we were advised to table these reports now consideration and adoption by the committee. So what I can say is that Honorable Isaac is correct. We still have like the next year's budget to consider before we say the term of the fifth parliament now is complete. So I would say the committee has got a prerogative to take a decision on this legacy report thing. We can table it and the committee will consider it as tabled and not adopt it, but adopt it next year during our, say, second or last meeting of the, term of this term of parliament. Thank you, sir.
There's an explanation, honourable members. You want to carry this over to the first term of 2019?
Yes.
Fine? Agreed? Thank you. It's been carried over to the Secretariat. They will deal with it further. That applies to the legacy report, I think it as well. Because the two reports speak to each other. Thank you. That stands over to 2019.
Chair?
Order. Order, honourable members. Order. Order.
Chair, may I request that this same report be emailed to us as well?
Yes. Yes, the reports have to be emailed. Just to clarify, the first one we dealt with is the annual report of the committee. The second one is a legacy report, but the two reports speak to each other. Yes. And it's carried over to 2019, the first term. Thank you, honourable members. That brings us to the minutes. Where's the minutes? Minutes. Oh, I think this is done. Which meeting is it? Where? Yeah, here it is. All the members, here it is. The minutes of the 16th of November, 2018, where we engaged with the political leadership of SALGA and considered negotiating mandates on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill and considered other draft minutes. I put to members page 1, the minutes of the 16th of November, 2018. Those who were present and not present, page 2. Page 3. Judgment with SALGA. Order. Consideration of negotiating mandates, province by province, and all the issues raised by provinces. That's on page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Which we dealt with, and National Treasury also responded to it. Page 9. Page 10, where we considered draft minutes and closing remarks and adjournment. I put to all the members the minutes of the 16th of November 2018. Can I get a mover for adoption?
Chairperson, I will move for adoption and ask that Honorable Modla Shuping especially takes cognizance of page 9 of the report.
Noted.
On the Northwest.
Mover for adoption, Honorable Isaac, seconder.
I second.
Thank you, Honorable Mandi. He seconds. It brings us to the minutes of the members of the 20th of November. The meeting we had in Gauteng at the Alberton Civic Center dealing with the final mandates and the report on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill 2018. Page 1. Page 2 is a consideration of the final mandates promised by province. And page 3, consideration of the draft report on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill. I put the minutes of 20 November to the committee. Can I get a move of adoption? Honorable Monikeni moves. Honorable Shipping seconds. That takes us to the minutes of the 21st of November 2018. Briefing by the National Treasury in the Adjustment Appropriation Bill. That's briefing. That was on the 21st of November. Page 1. Page 2. Those who were present. Page 3. That was the presentations. Page 4. Referring to the special appropriations. Flowing into page 5. Page 6. And page 7. I put the minutes of the 21st of November to the committee. Can I get a move for adoption? Honorable Zamandi moves for adoption. Can I get a second there? Honorable Monikeni seconds. Thank you. That takes us to the 23rd of November, honorable members. The engagement with the National Treasury and S-Express, as well as a public hearing on the MTPBS Adjustment Appropriation Bill and the Special Appropriation Bill, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Engagement with S Express. Page 4. Issues raised by the committee or committees. Page 5. Inputs by stakeholders. Page 6. And page 7. I put the minutes of the 23rd of November 2018 to the committee. Can I get a mover for adoption? Honorable Monikeni moves for adoption. Can I get a seconder? Honorable Shumandi seconds. Yes, Mr. President. Honorable members, that deals with the minutes. And that brings us to the closing remarks. Now, we are heading now for the first term of 2019. And we circulated the first term NCP program this morning also to all our members and to all staff members. And the request to our staff of the Select Committee and Appropriations is to go and look at the dates for the processing of the national budget, referring specific to the Division of Revenue Bill 2019. In terms of the Money Bills Act, which was amended, it must still be signed by the His Excellency the President, but it will be done in terms of the amended Money Bills Act. To all the members, thank you very much for your hard work. I must say I'm proud of this team, a committed team, that made the inputs to take South Africa forward. That made the inputs to show South Africans we are caring about poor people. But we want economic growth to create jobs, to get employment for our unemployed, and specifically the young people of South Africa. So thank you for that work you did, all the members. Highly appreciated. And also to our staff of the Select Committee for Appropriations for quality work that they put on the table and the way they assisted us throughout 2018. those words and also to Treasury. Yes. For what you are doing. For expertise that you have in National Treasury. Because then you get expert work. And that message you must take back to National Treasury. Thank you for always being available to come and brief us and inform us in terms of the economic situation in South Africa. Honourable members, that brings us to the end of the Select Committee for Appropriations meeting. This meeting is then adjourned. We go straight to the meeting of the